From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's health agency announced health insurance giant Blue Shield of California will be the outside administrator tasked with ramping up the state's coronavirus vaccine system. The state has lagged in getting vaccines into its nearly 40 million residents, with counties and hospital systems operating separate programs. The contract with Blue Shield is still being finalized, but its task is to, quote, create, contract with, and manage a statewide vaccine administration network, unquote. It will also allocate doses directly to county public health departments, hospitals, and pharmacies. Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday abruptly announced a more streamlined vaccination system in which the state would play a more centralized role. The role that race should play in deciding who gets priority for the COVID-19 vaccine in the next phase of the rollout is being put to the test up in Oregon. An advisory committee is voting today on whether to prioritize people of color, target those with chronic medical conditions, or some combination of the two. The debate shows the growing commitment to put racial equity at the heart of the nation's mass vaccination campaign as COVID-19 disproportionately affects people of color. Experts say 18 states included ways to measure equity in their original vaccine distribution plans last fall, and more have likely done so since the shots started arriving. And a new audit blames California's unemployment agency for, quote, significant missteps and inaction, unquote, that led to at least $10.4 billion in payments for fraudulent jobless claims during the pandemic. The report released today by the California State Auditor Elaine Howell said the true amount of fraudulent payments is likely far higher. The agency itself this week said it's investigating another $20 billion in payments for possible fraud. Howell said last spring the federal government warned the Employment Development Department it was at risk for increased fraud, but the agency waited 4 months to make any substantive changes. The agency said the Trump administration did not provide it enough support, while Howell said state officials missed fraud because of their lax approach. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.